Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's going on, people? It's Judge 360. I'm back again. Courtroom settings, as always. So we're here to discuss the Man United and Man City combined 11 from 2000. The realistic candidates are Van der Sar, David De Gea, and Edison.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't mention Joe Hart there, because he's not a candidate for nothing.
You don't think?
Do you not have Joe Hart as a candidate? He's an England goalkeeper.
It is a low bar. No. Do you reckon?
Edison's like the second choice Brazil keeper. He's still better than Joe Hart ever was.
I reckon Van der Sar is the standout for me there. You said it straight away.
I've got
David De Gea. I don't understand how you guys can't have David De Gea in that position. Van der Sar was very good.
We had a conversation with our judge the other day, who didn't think Ryan Giggs was world class at any point in his career. Yeah, so we know
who said that.
You.
I didn't say Ryan Giggs was world class.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, he's a very good player.
Not world class.
David De Gea, I think, had some. He had some probably more outstanding moments than Van der Sar. But Van der Sar had just that calming influence and that balance, and he was one of the first goalkeepers from that generation to be great with his feet as well. So I just think, as a package, I'll take him.
Ahead of De Gea. Mm. 3 times Man United played here. He was basically the best player
That's an indictment on the team. When a goalkeeper's your player of the year, there's a problem.
Look, Peter Schmeichel, he's not on this list, obviously, because he was 6 months before our arbitrary cut-off date. Peter Schmeichel... You wouldn't talk about some of the things that he did because you had York and Cole. You didn't think Dwight York was world class either.
Well, I like Van der Sar. I'm going Van der Sar.
It's Van der Sar. There's no argument.
Do you know what? Fair enough. I'll rule that Van der Sar. That's fair. Go on.
Right. Defenders.
Right back.
Man United.
Wait, are we doing... Oh, so we're doing a United one entirely?
No, it's combined.
Oh, got you. I think...
You've got Neville and Valencia for Man United is the names I've just seen on the sheet.
2000's Neville versus 90's Neville was different.
Yeah. So I think that rules Neville out. Valencia was a top player.
Right back.
So you picking right back?
Valencia
was a decent right back, you know. I loved him when he gripped all the Sterling by the throat.
Yeah.
City got Zabaleta.
Yeah, nice.
He's still there, man.
City got Zabaleta. They got Walker.
Cole Walker's the best right back in Premier League history for me.
I gotta go with Walker.
Branislav Ivanovic might have a shout for that one.
I think because you've put the 2000s.
Real, fix your face. You know, you played against Ivanovic.
Wait.
He's a rude boy.
What did he say? I said Kyle Walker is the best right back in Premier League history for me. He said Ivanovic might have something to say with that.
Yeah, he might have something to say.
Just to agree with you.
Yeah, just like, say what? Real, yeah, you're right.
Real, remember last week when you said we got to be talking about him in those terms?
Are you talking same things? My saying should be. Like this, right? Ivanovic will tell you he's not in that league.
All right, that's for another day. We'll stick to
He will tell you that himself. He's an honest serb.
For Ivanovic, I don't want Paul Parker to get his flowers. He's mad.
Yeah, it's true.
So, Kyle Walker.
Yeah, I got no problem with Kyle Walker. I think he's an excellent, and he's an absolute nightmare, because you think the number one asset a winger usually has over a fullback is speed.
Yeah.
Not with my guy.
All right.
Kyle Walker's got some wheels.
All right, fair.
I think he's a top player.
Trust him in possession too, wouldn't you?
I think left backs. Just why is only one candidate? That's Patrice Evra.
Yeah, City don't really have any left backs, do they?
No, Cancelo was a right and left back. Clichy was there for a bit.
Cancelo had probably a season where he was genuinely like world class, but I don't think his longevity. Body of work comes close to Patrice Evra.
Yeah, I can't push back on that one.
I think as well, Evra. In the modern game with the way fullbacks have evolved, Evra looks even better. Yeah, I think he's one that would translate better to the modern game than most. Van der Sar. I think he does. I think you do. Yeah. I think Van der Sar absolutely looks... I think people are writing books about how Van der Sar would be like revolutionary right now, even though he was doing that 1994.
Yeah.
All right.
30 years ago.
All right, centre-backs, no bias. Steve, who you got? Hold on, first of all.
Right, starters, one's missing.
First of all, let me read out the options. So we got Kompany, Ruben Dias, we got Rio, we got Vidic, We got Stones. We got Varane. There's a whole lot of options.
Les Scott.
Mm. Who's missing?
Who you got missing?
Yap Stam.
Would he be in it? Would he 2000s?
Well, it was 99. It was his first season.
Yap Stam, 2000, 2001.
Two more Premier Leagues.
Yap Stam.
How many of these centre-halves have got two Premier Leagues? Not loads of them. There's company.
John Stones. I think Company's got two or three. John Stones has got, I think he's got five.
How many has Joleon got?
I think he's got one or two.
So like court case lands and then we're going to nominate.
Yeah, we're going to go around and take it. Varane, I don't think... The best Varane ain't here.
Yeah.
For
the
me,
best PK is, ain't here.
The best PK ain't here either, so I'll take them out.
What summer he had, mate? 2008. Leaves.
Unreal. Go on, I'll let you pick this, D. I'll stay at the centre-back talk.
Right, well, Rio's the second best centre-half the Premier League has ever seen, right? So let's just put that on the table straight away. So he instantly levels above everybody that's ever played in blue, for starters. You got Yap Stam's the greatest, so how's Yap Stam not on this?
You got Rio above Company.
I don't think I stood then, did I?
Rio, you think Company's better than you?
No, I think Company's a top player.
I think he was brilliant. I actually think Lescott's really, really
underrated. But you think you're better than him?
I just always back myself.
So you got yourself above him?
Yeah, I was just super confident in what I was. I look around today and look at some of the defenders today, I just think like, if you put my clips on against any of these guys, that's just the way I feel. And that's because that's how I was able to play at my level. I couldn't go, you know what, he's better than me over there, you know. I was going into a game and I was looking across the line and going, I'm better than all of them. And I still feel like that now. I don't know why. I can't lose it.
Break it down. John Stones, I think he's silky on the ball. I don't think from a defensive point of view, he had the 1v1 battles that... Mm. I mean, if you start listing off some of the strikers, start at R9, finish at R9 and say you ain't played against R9, shut your mouth, right? So John Stones, he can't fuck with that at the moment. I think he's great and he's an excellent modern centre-half, but the game's different. Company was still a throwback to that where you could go and have a battle with Company and lose because Company was sick. Mm. And I rate Company highly, but his injuries probably knocks him down just a little bit because we never really got to see him like consistently over a number of seasons. I think Lescott's probably literally a ball hair below Company. I think Lescott was a class.
I reckon Lescott's underrated massively. I do, I swear to you. Not that he's a friend of the show, that means anything. But
you put a ball in the air anywhere near him, you're beating Lescott in the air.
You know how many? One year, I think he scored 12 goals, you know?
Did he?
Yeah, like he's a mad
goal scorer. Headers as well.
All right, hold on.
From corners. Beating a man, is he?
No. Hold on. Let me get this clear. So do you guys think Lescott is better than Diaz?
Education of Irving this second.
No, I don't think.
You think he's better than Diaz and Stones?
I didn't say that. He's not better than Stones, I don't think, Lescott.
It's a different footballer, Scott, though, isn't it?
Lescott's a better defender than Stones for me. But with the ball, Stones is elite.
Okay, hot take.
Because I think if you said to a forward, get a forward and go, right, you're going to play against Joleon today or John Stones, and they're going to have to defend against you 1v1, I think they'd rather play against Stones every day of the week.
All right, fair enough.
Get more change out of Stones. Players anyway.
So what are we going for?
Diaz, 2 years ago, I might have said some mad stuff about, but unreal. Like his peaks and troughs in forms are really hard to sort of pin down, I think. I don't think he's been as consistent. I don't think he's been as consistent as Company, even though Company was injured a lot.
Do you know what? I think that their team system and structure negates from being able to judge them because they have the ball so much. They're not asked to defend like other defenders. So you're seeing other teams' players defend more.
Diaz defended that year, didn't he? 2 years ago.
But that's why I look at Arsenal's two centre halves. Arsenal's two centre halves, they go and defend. They're up there, up against people. City's team are winning the ball miles up the pitch.
Mm.
So they're in asked to defend. So you're not seeing them showcase their talents. The two Arsenal boys at the moment, the best pairing in the league, possibly Europe.
All right, cool. Let's make a decision then because Rio don't want to judge it. So Steve, what's your ruling? You got?
I'll just throw in there. Your PK played.
You never mentioned Vidic,
by the way. I'd be surprised. We're building up to that. It's called storytelling.
Okay.
Right? The Varane we got at the moment, we signed his twin brother, man. Like, we didn't sign the guy that I was watching.
No, we just didn't sign prime Varane.
PK, how many games did he actually play for United? 20?
Yeah. Bolton game he played for us really goes against him massively. Where Anelka scored, he was his man.
You can't, because of what's on the list, realistically, Yap Stam needs more mentioning. I think I'm fighting a good fight in that sense.
Mm.
But on this list, I mean, you can't mess with Rio and Vidic. They are 2 and 3 greatest Premier League centre-halves ever.
All right,
fair. Nobody enough. Comes close. Do you want to put close to him, Tony Adams?
Fair enough. All right, cool. I'll go with that. So let's see. We've got Van der Sar in goal. We've got Walker right back. Vidic and Rio, centre-backs.
It's only because we didn't mention Wes Brown.
Patrice Evra, left-back.
I'll mention him. Yep.
All right, okay. Let's go midfield then.
We're playing three midfield, yeah?
Yeah, 4-3-3. Let's kick it off. Who's the options? Let's start with DM because you don't want to get wild and start talking all over.
Roy Keane.
Let's start DM. We got Keane.
The only conversation, it's a legit conversation, is Keane or Rodri.
Yeah, Rodri. Oh, I forgot.
So what, we're saying Carrick, all them man, they're out of the equation?
Look, Michael Carrick's, the problem is...
He's not Keane, yeah, and I think Rodri's above him, I have to say. And I like, and Carrick's probably the best CDM I played with. Him and Owen Hargreaves were like ridiculous. Mm. But I think Roy Keane is another level up because even more of just a footballer. And Rodri, what he's doing right now, he's the best CDM on the planet, no doubt.
But Fernandinho doesn't get a looking.
Yeah, he's good, but he's not. That's the thing. It's mad. When do you hear Fernandinho's name mentioned? That's how good Rodri is. Because when he left, everyone's going, how are you going to replace him?
Fernandinho's Carrick. That's how good both of them are. Right. And some people will completely disagree with that. Well, that's because you're misrating the other one. Because I think both of them are that good.
Rodri's he's nasty. He controls Rodri tempo,
Keane.
Everything.
Rodri and Keane. This is the greatest compliment I could ever play someone. I think Rodri's on the level of Roy Keane.
In terms of influence on the team, I can't go too far away from that because there's no player. When he doesn't play, City lose. Facts.
Rodri's on a level. This is
most influential player decision. I think he's the only player in their team that the level of the team drops down when he's out of the team dramatically. You lose something with Kevin De Bruyne, yeah, but they get through. They still win games, still churn out victories.
They won a league with KDB injured.
They KDB goes off in the Champions League final, still win it.
Now they lost.
Haaland. Out for the most of the season, at the beginning of the season, still banging in gold. No one's really, oh my God, they fell off massively. When Rodri don't play, they don't win games.
Fair enough. So who are we going for then?
Was Roy Keane player of the year after 2000?
No, 2000s, I think I'll go Rodri, you know.
From 2000s
I want to put this out now. There, because for me, Roy Keane in 99 was sensational, but Roy Keane in 2000 took it up a notch. That was when he got super lean and got proper weird with his diet.
Stop drinking.
Yeah, so after 99... Yeah, because 99, like people forget this, Roy Keane got arrested the week of the FA Cup final. Can you imagine doing that now?
I signed in 2002 and I think he stopped drinking then. I remember Wes Brown was going to him, Roy, and he was going, get that drink. Oh wait, I was thinking, well, that's not the Roy Keane I came to join and thought I was going to be around. I thought he'd eaten that beer, but he was off it. He was lean, mad lean. But when I was at United, it wasn't the
Roy Keane,
I played against. It was an older version. Yeah, it's an older version. Physically, obviously, it takes its toll the way he plays. Still a great player, but a great captain, more importantly. But when I played against Roy Keane, I used to think, rah, this guy does it all. He dictates the tempo of the game. He demands every ball from every player, demands standards off every player on the pitch. That's where I think he's probably above someone like Rodri.
Do you think because of that Barclays era, which was like mid-2000s onwards, sees Roy Keane as this sort of less mobile, older, wiser sort of player where he did become a DM. Because here's the truth, right?
He was Roy Keane, up and down, man.
Bingo, that's what I was about to say. Roy Keane was a box-to-box midfielder. Goals. He was every blade of grass. Yeah, he would just get you 8 to 10 goals a season. He would arrive late on the end of stuff. He would beat a man.
If this is 95 to 2000, there ain't even a conversation wherever in it, I'll be honest.
I think...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Still the greatest compliment you can play Rodri, that like you can put him in the conversation with him.
Yeah, he's important to the team. That's the thing for me.
I got to go with Roy Keane. I've got to go with Roy Keane because I think Roy Keane's got the ability. Like, I think
I'm going to go Rodri.
He's got the capability to drag you through a game by just determination, hasn't he?
I know, but Rodri comes. He's got clutch goals as well.
Yeah. So, Rio, you're going Rodri.
Yeah.
Steve Keane?
Yeah, it's got to be Roy Keane.
All right, I'm the tiebreaker as the judge. I'm going Rodri, innit?
Right, Rodri. I knew you would. What? You're saying it with a big smile. Look.
I'm impartial, guys. hey, don't disrespect me.
I'm just looking at the evidence.
Audience, let us know then. We'll let the audience decide on that.
It's
one.
It's a big shout for me, but I just think if it was 95 and up to 2000, Roy Keane doesn't have even a competitor against him.
All right, let's go. Centre midfielders. So we got Scholes, Bruno, Paul Pogba, David Silva, KDB, Yaya Toure.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Gundogan as well.
Gundo.
This is hard, you know.
This is hard.
I'm going Scholes and I'm going KDB, right? Or KDB or Toure. Nah, I'm going Toure. I'm going Scholes and Toure.
Nah, man. KDB is nuts. But Yaya Toure, the season that he had
13-14.
I can't pick him based on a season. I mean, he played well for a number of seasons, but
many people say 13-14 is the pinnacle season
for
not
midfielder.
From midfielders, they're saying positions. Like all positions, that is the best. Many people argue that's the best individual season, 20-9.
I don't know about that.
But I said many. I think
you've overcooked it. Your WhatsApp group.
No. Many. Hey, Twitter. Many. X. Not me.
I'm going to go Scholes and KDB.
Steve?
Toure's a close.
So your three is Rodri, Scholes, KDB.
Yeah.
Keane?
Your team don't touch the ball then with me.
Yaya Toure. Really? Are you sure?
Matty, your team don't touch the ball.
6 stone heavier straight off the bat.
Your team don't. You're chasing. You have to lose a lot of weight then.
There's only two.
How are you even contemplating picking anyone else but Scholes?
KDB.
I'll tell you why. Because modern football has changed where this guy would play, and that would be Beckham in the eight.
Oh, yeah. Steve. Yeah, Bex. Wow.
How is KDB not
Bex ain't on the list as well?
No, he's on the list. He's on the list.
I was going to say, I forgot
he's on the list
as well.
See,
shit.
David Beckham right now would do every... Like, there's not a thing KDB couldn't do.
KDB's a better runner with a ball, though.
I get that, but I think Beckham's work rate might put him above him.
Yeah.
So, hold on. We're going to have this discussion without KDB.
He's not a shoo-in in the team. No, we're having a discussion. No one's mentioned David Silva yet. He was bad.
I think Bruno Fernandes would have a shout with the stats that he's put up.
Steve, this is your last warning.
David Silva's?
Yeah.
David Silva was mad elite.
Steve, this is your last warning. You're going to get dashed out of the court bringing out names
like that. Ryan Giggs isn't
like who?
Bro, come on, bro.
Who's your happy?
Bro, he's moving mad. Bruno Fernandes.
Bruno and David Silva.
But you're going to get dashed out, man. Don't do that. You're going to get dashed out.
No, hold on. I've got to rethink my team, you know.
Yeah.
All right. For the first time, the judge is going to go first. I'll say my
I'm
three.
I'm going Beckham and Yaya Toure because I think his keeps the ball better. Mine wins it better.
Yeah,
you won't keep it for very long.
You're not getting close to us. You're heavier, but you're going to lose weight in this game because you've got to chase for a while.
That's all right, David Beckham, mate. Bleep test finisher.
Yeah, he was.
See, that's
finisher.
That's your three, yeah?
Not what level did you get?
Real goal.
They had to change the motherfucking tape, is what they had to do.
I've gone Rodri. As my holding midfielder, dictated the tempo the whole game, comes up clutch every now and again. Scholes, again, another dictator, will make mad triangles, big switches, making that team run, lose a bit of weight. And then you've got KDB, who comes up with them clutch performances and goals, finish icing on the cake.
All right, because your teams...
David Beckham, Yaya Toure.
Steve.
There's match winners in there.
Yeah, Yaya Toure is the one I might have
three match winners.
With.
Match winners.
Because your teams are not the same, I'm going to have the final ruling.
Go on, then.
I'm going KDB,
Rodri.
Yaya, and Rodri.
Okay.
But audience, let us know, because that one's tight. That one makes sense.
Two years ago, if anyone ever thought we were doing this and someone wouldn't have a Man United midfielder in there, they'd think you're crazy, wouldn't they? He's just gone with a whole blue midfield.
And I will throw out there, Paul Scholes, with that City midfield, probably looked even better than he did.
Yeah.
We was asking Paul Scholes to play in a two.
Yeah.
Paul
Scholes. He had no lungs. He used to finish at like the third or fourth run on the bleep test.
That's how good Roy Keane was. He was a one-man, three-man midfield.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. So let's
you
go.
You said you got ball knowledge. You didn't put Scholes in there. Wow.
No.
You've gone down in my estimations.
Hey, that's peer pressure. Don't try peer pressure the judge.
I'm just saying.
The judge is impartial. Scholes, you're a rude boy, but no, you can't make it.
Let's move to strikers then. Three-man forward, yeah? Forward line.
Ronaldo's on the right wing. We're not even arguing.
Ronaldo's what, right wing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ronaldo right wing. I'll go with that as well. So 100%.
Hold on. Can I interject? Rio, you played with Ronaldo. Was he at his best on the right or on the left? Because towards the end, he started playing on the left.
Yeah, I liked him on the left.
So,
banging goals. When we were winning leagues and he was scoring 40-odd goals, he was playing from the left.
Thank you, okay.
So I think we got to put him on the left, you know.
That's why the judge is here, ball knowledge.
He was...
Get some then, Christ.
Go on.
Well, I'm going to put him on the right.
I know where I'm going here now. I'm going to go with Cristiano on the left. Wayne Rooney on the right. Because he could play anywhere.
He never played on the right that much.
Don't matter. We've got to get him in the team.
You're shoehorning
I'm going
people.
Cristiano on the right. Wazza on the left.
Champions League final.
Played left wing. Ronnie on the right. Rooney on the left because he could do that. And I'm going to be controversial here. And I'm going to go Aguero.
Ruud van Nistelrooy might be the most devastating finisher I've ever seen in football.
Yes. It's devastating.
Are we saying he's the best finisher on the list? Because we've got Aguero on the list. We've got some real...
I think it's only Aguero on this list who can chat to van Nistelrooy.
Haaland's on the list.
I haven't finished yet because Robin van Persie's on this list. And I think if Robin van Persie had played for a big club for all his career,
he might.
You imagine if you'd have had him in 99.
Van Pizzle. That's what we used to call him, you know. Van Pizzle.
That's what you called him on the end.
Could he have beat
Van Pizzle?
Could Van Persie 2009 helped us get over that Barcelona team?
Yeah. He was. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. When Van Persie come to Man United, yeah, I knew he was good, yeah, before he come. But when I played against him, he didn't really cause me too much problems. I'll be honest. When he came, I swear down after about a month. I was like, you know, you look at the other guys in training going, no, this guy's different, man. He's levels.
What's the difference between him and Ruud?
You could play into him more. He was more, his game was more polished in other areas. Ruud van Nistelrooy was all about getting chances in and around the penalty box. The ball dropped in the box.
Quite chaotic.
I've got to be honest with you. I don't want the ball to fall to no one else but Ruud. Once the ball fell in that box to Ruud, other than Arsenal once when he kept hitting it over the bar and in the final, and missing mad chances. Yeah.
Lost absolutely us. Battered.
Yeah, we didn't win the FA Cup because of that, right, Ruud? But if I wanted a chance to fall to anyone, of any strikers that I played with in my career, it probably would fall to Ruud and I'd be happiest with him. But Van Persie, his all-ground game was better. You played the ball into Robin. It was like you've got the manual on how to receive the ball and how your body should be and where you should put yourself between the body, the defender and the ball. Bro, it was mad textbook and it was left-footed as well. He looked too good. It was too clean. And then he's whipping it out wide and then ducking in the box, knees up, head up, and then all of a sudden the ball comes to him. It's just clean finishing. He very rarely scuffed the ball. Clean.
And he could strike on his right foot.
Yeah, he was just clean.
Good ball striking.
He was bad.
Tevez was class. But he was a off the bench player really for us, and Berber just quite isn't on the level of RVP or Rooney or Berber, or Andy Cole.
Berber was possibly the best touch I've ever seen. After myself at two touch, he's touched Berber. It was like when the way he used to make me think is like when the ball's coming, you just before it comes, he's just doing that before it turns up, and then it's just like a, and then the ball just gets dropped, and he puts the cone back in the pocket, and then play. He was a mad technician. The skill he done against West Ham at Old Trafford.
Right in front of me, though.
No one's been seen. I ain't seen a Redondo might have done that once. But I'm telling you, Berber's touch was nuts. But he just wasn't a devastating finisher or didn't care about finishing like the people we're talking about. Aguero was possibly in my top five hardest strikers to play against in my whole career.
Yeah, Aguero's rightly in the conversation with Ruud, with Andy Cole, with Rooney.
Haaland ain't had enough time.
Nah, and Dzeko didn't even bother turning up for this audition.
He was hard to play against, though.
All right, go on. Steve, go on. We ain't heard yours. What's your team? What's your front three?
Joe's not been mentioned in here. I'm going to mention him just to completely dismiss them. Yeah, again, Dwight York. I think we won the treble and he just went on holding, didn't he? Although he did score a hat-trick against Arsenal in about 20 minutes, it felt like.
Do you reckon Dwight York would out-party Jack Grealish after a treble. If you put their two treble post-final celebrations and length of time and where they went and what they got up to, whose would be the better movie?
I think Dwight York's still on it, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think Yorkie, I've been out with Yorkie, so I know. Like, he's just a loon, like, getting the shots in and that, and just, like, he's the life and soul he's about, and he's just... I've not been out with Jack, to be fair. Heard the stories, but Yorkie takes some beating, I'll be honest with you. I don't think Jack could go to the bar and come back with a round of shots, 20 shots on his head. So Yorkie might get in my team now.
The problem is that where they've cut it off as the 2000s is a... is a whole,
that's the whole 2000s. Point, Steve. That's the rules.
So who's the person you're talking about? It could have been...
What?
Who's the other person you're talking about?
No, I'm just saying on their list here that they've got Sané, they've got Sterling, Mahrez and Foden. But I don't think Mahrez, Foden, Sterling or Sané can mess with Rooney
Ronaldo.
Or Ronaldo on the wings.
No.
So the only position that's got any competition for it is
number nine.
Yeah, he's nine, and it's literally Aguero's right in that conversation because he was class. There was a few players at City have had where you go like Touré, company, Kevin De Bruyne, Aguero.
You picking?
They're the ones that do that core. Like they've had a lot of pretenders that I didn't really give a toss about, but they was legit footballers. So you've got Aguero. I think Rude has to be in the conversation for it. RVP has to be in the conversation for it, and I'm going to make Andy Cole. Now it is Haaland. No, not yet. I think I got Rude.
Yeah.
So you're split, yeah. So
if Rooney decided in his career to stay as a number nine, it's not even a competition. It wouldn't even be a debate.
All right, I got the final vote. Beckham. I just got to find a way for him to play in that team. I can't fit him in midfield, but on the right side, him feeding Ronaldo and Aguero. They're munching. Them man are eating good.
Go on.
So I've got to get Beckham in there. He's too under. He don't even get mentions. I think that's disrespectful. He was that boy in your golden generation team. Mm-hmm. Beckham has to get in that team. He was you guys' main man. He was a rude boy.
Bex is great, but in the formation we played, Bex don't play right wing.
I'm getting any him in team.
You need pace in the. If you play 4-3-3, you need pace in the
fight. I also, by the way,
do you know who's not been picked? You've even spoke about
Giggs.
Giggsy.
There's no point in chatting to him about him because he didn't think he was world class. But
very good player.
The world class left wing Ryan Giggs was in the 90s.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
Thank you, Steve. But shout. As the judge, like I said before, the team wasn't supposed to be super functional. We're not coaches. We're just picking the best players who did the best and we put them in our mixed 11. But the audience, let us know. Let's recap the team. So we've got Van der Sar, we've got Walker,
Evra
on the left, Rio and Vidic. Rodri, KDB and Yaya. We got Ronaldo on the left, Aguero through the middle and Beckham on the right.
You pick Beckham?
No. Go on. We'll go Rooney because they both picked Rooney. Rooney on the right, but
there's no team in this 2000s without Rooney.
Judge has got Beckham, but yeah.
Pace on him as well with someone like
Rooney, Aguero, even Beckham Ronaldo or KDB would be a madness.
Because we never saw Beckham and Rooney play together. They might have done it for England a couple of times.
For England they played together.
But like, Beckham to Rooney would have been an absolute disgusting.
But yeah, let us know in the comments what you think of the team, and yeah, boom, we're out.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more. Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow,
and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.